From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. As Oliver Stone's epic Alexander battles the Incredibles for supremacy at the Cineplex, the holiday movie season is now officially underway. Hollywood will open roughly one film per day for the rest of 2004. That's more than 40 films in all. And it includes everything from Oscar hopefuls to frothy entertainment. Our movie critic Bob Mondello has a selective preview.
Already this fall, Hollywood has given us films about Che Guevara, Ray Charles, playwright J.M. Barrie, sex researcher Alfred Kinsey, and Alexander the not-so-great. And yet the parade of biographical films is just beginning. Get ready for Beyond the Sea, a Bobby Darin bio-musical written, directed, produced, acted, danced, and most impressively sung by Kevin Spacey.
Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on a high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing.
Sounds just like it, no? Though there are other people in Beyond the Sea, the film feels like it's all Kevin Spacey. In The Assassination of Richard Nixon, it's almost all Sean Penn, playing a real-life 1970s nobody who bought a gun and a plane ticket, hoping to make himself a somebody.
If I am lucky, the action that I am about to take will show the powerful that even the least grain of sand has in him the power to destroy them.
Sam Bick's plan to assassinate President Nixon involved an airliner, whereas the plans of another biopic hero involved a whole airline.
I'm not gonna believe this. Howard Hughes has bought TWA.
Let's build a plane that flies above the weather, across the country, across the world.
If you do that, you could lose everything.
Well, I won't.
My investigators have turned up a lot of dirt.
You want to go to war with me?
Hughes, one of the great eccentrics of his age, has long fascinated Martin Scorsese. In The Aviator, he'll be played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Don Cheadle, meanwhile, will be playing an African hero in Hotel Rwanda, the manager of a four-star hotel that becomes a kind of refugee camp when civil war breaks out.
Hundreds of thousands are dying.
All the whites are leaving, even the UN soldiers.
All the superpowers, everything you believe in, Paul, they're not going to stop the slaughter.
We have been abandoned. There will be no rescue. We can only save ourselves.
The term ripped from the headlines was invented for films like Hotel Rwanda, but not everything this holiday season is reality-based. There's quite a bit of just plain entertainment, including a sequel with Don Cheadle in support and George Clooney playing a somewhat embattled heist master named Danny Ocean.
Jeff, I want my money back, the money that your friend stole from me, $160 million with interest.
I'm not the only person in the world looking for Ocean's 11.
So Danny adds one more accomplice and makes it Ocean's 12. And there's another sequel with stars added. In Meet the Parents, Ben Stiller got to know his bride's family. In Meet the Fockers, they get to know his.
My family's a little quirky.
I'm a sex therapist who specializes in senior sexuality.
But they're really well-intentioned.
Greggy practically slept in our bed till he was 10.
Oh, I don't think it was quite that long.
Yeah, it was that long. Your parents.
That's Barbara Streisand as Mrs. Focker. Her hubby is Dustin Hoffman. Also aiming at the funny bone is Fat Albert, a live-action version of the Bill Cosby cartoon show, Spanglish, in which a Mexican housekeeper rescues a dysfunctional Los Angeles family from itself, and The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, another offbeat comedy from Wes Anderson, who directed Rushmore and The Royal Tenenbaums. Life Aquatic stars Bill Murray as a once-famous but now dissolute maker of underwater documentaries.
This will be Team Zissou's most ambitious adventure to date.
I'm going to go on an overnight drunk, and in 10 days, I'm going to set out to find the shark that ate my friend and destroy it.
What would be the scientific purpose of killing it?
Revenge.
Holiday comedies will also arrive on screen by way of the library. The splashy Bride and Prejudice, for instance, is a Bollywood-style update of Jane Austen from the director of Bend It Like Beckham, all about a mother's difficulty finding husbands for five eligible daughters.
He's your father, sister, husband, sister, son.
You two will have no regrets on your wedding night.
Ew!
Another book adaptation, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, chronicles the adventures of the Baudelaires, three young orphans who get shunted from relative to relative, including Count Olaf, who's played by Jim Carrey.
My dear Violet, all I ask is that you do each and everything that pops into my head while I enjoy the enormous fortune your parents left behind. Oh. I'm sorry, I don't speak monkey.
Though book adaptations are always big at Christmas time, witness the Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings epics, this year there are also play adaptations. One high-profile one is Closer, a West End and Broadway hit about a very complicated romance.
If you love her, you'll let her go, so she can be happy.
She doesn't want to be happy.
Everybody wants to be happy.
Depressives don't. They want to be unhappy to confirm they're depressed. If they were happy, they couldn't be depressed anymore. They'd have to go out into the world and live, which can be depressing.
Clive Owen and Jude Law arguing over Julia Roberts with Natalie Portman as the odd woman out. Not bad casting in Closer, but not as perfect as the one real stroke of casting genius this holiday season, Al Pacino as Shylock, the Jewish moneylender who drives a very hard bargain in Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice.
Well, it now appears you need my help.
3,000 ducats.
And for 3 months.
Let the forfeit be an equal pound of your fair flesh to be cut off and taken.
The man chuckling, though not for long, is Jeremy Irons. Also adapted from the stage is The Woodsman, an intimate drama in which Kevin Bacon plays a child molester, and the long-awaited film version of a musical about a beautiful opera singer who has a rather possessive fan.
Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the life you knew before. Let your soul take you where you long to be.
Phantom of the Opera has Oscar hopes, of course, as do many holiday movies. Hollywood history suggests the quality level will decline a bit in January, so savor while you can. I'm Bob Mondello.